I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has defrocked 88-year-old Reverend Fernando Caradima, the Chilean priest at the center of the country's sex abuse scandal and a major part of the global sex abuse scandal affecting the church. Caradima was originally sentenced by the Vatican Court in 2011 to a lifetime of penance and prayer. The Pope, however, chose to use his, quote, supreme authority to harshen the original sentence, with the change taking effect immediately. The Vatican did not disclose whether or not there was any new evidence that caused the Pope to hand down the tougher ruling. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines 11-10 to move Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination forward to the Senate floor. Committee member Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, a Republican, stated that while he voted to advance Kavanaugh's nomination, he could not promise he would vote for him on the Senate floor and asked that the vote be delayed to allow for further investigation into the claims against Kavanaugh. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, stated that when the vote in the full Senate happens is up to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the former Vatican nuncio to the United States, released a second letter claiming a Vatican official has documents proving his allegations that Pope Francis and the Vatican knew about sexual abuse claims against Archbishop Theodore McCarrick and did not act on them. Vigano called on Canadian Cardinal Mark Ouellette to release the information he has on the private sanctions imposed on McCarrick by then-Pope Benedict XVI. Neither Pope Francis or Vatican officials have commented on Vigano's claims in the original letter. The only comment the Pope has made on the letter is telling journalists he feels it speaks for itself and that they are capable of drawing their own conclusions. Chinese Catholics in Macau, Taiwan, and Hong Kong are divided over the recent agreement between the Chinese government and the Vatican. Some feel that it will lead to better diplomatic relations between the two entities, while others are having a difficult time seeing how a good relationship between the two can occur when China limits religious freedom. The Secretary General of Taiwan's Bishops' Conference, however, stressed the agreement is pastoral and a means of communication, but it is not an establishment of diplomatic relations. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.